Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. On today's show, I will be interviewing Katie Lowry, Executive Director at Phelps Helps out in Stanstead, in the first half hour of the show. In the second half, I will interview local music artist Hakeem. I will also have some announcements for community events and some health news and lots of music. We will start the show with Miley Cyrus, The Climb, and right after that, we will hear the interview with Katie Lowry from Phelps Helps.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. The struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most, yeah. Just gotta keep going.
Maureen Dillon Teasdale for the Townships at 12 here on CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today we're talking with Katie Lowry. Now, Katie is the Executive Director at Phelps Helps. So, for our listeners who don't know what Phelps Helps is, could you give us a brief description?
Yes. So, Phelps Helps is a nonprofit organization based in Stanstead, and we serve the Stanstead area. So, we serve young people in after-school programming, primarily focused on career education and also some recreational programming. We work with young people aged 6 to 35, In tailored programs, we have 6 bilingual tailored programs to support them first in with the goal of graduating high school, but really ultimately to help them overcome any barriers and put them on a path for success long term.
You certainly do a lot. How many years has Phelps Helps been going now?
We are in our 11th year. So last year was a big year celebrating our 10 years, and we've and now settled into our 11th year, continuing to grow as always.
No, that's wonderful. What a wonderful service it is for the youth up there. Now, you have a very special event coming up. It's the Winter Ball. So could you tell us a bit about the Winter Ball coming up?
Yes. So new this year, we launched a youth club. So kind of like a youth center. So Phelps traditionally was academic programming, and we had launched a youth club. And as part of that, we have a youth committee, so young leaders, and they are hosting special events throughout the community throughout the year. So our upcoming event, the Winter Ball, will be on January 27th at the Pat Burns Arena. And we are decking out the arena in silver and white and blue and hosting a semi-formal ball for students, our kids, 12 to 17 years old.
That sounds like so much fun. Now, who can attend the ball?
So the ball's for kids from the Stansted area, although when they register, they can have a plus one. That plus one does not need to be from the Stansted area. And we're really opening it up to any teens age 12 to 17.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, what is the cost for the ball?
Everything is free of charge, just like all of Phelps's programs. We don't want it to be a barrier for kids to participate in some good, wholesome fun. So it's free of charge. There's going to be snacks and dancing. We have a DJ, wonderful decorations. Our youth committee has volunteered their time baking. Their families are helping us prepare lots of goodies for the kids. Free.
That sounds wonderful. What a lot of fun for the youth. Now, is this the first year this is on, the youth ball? The ball?
Yes, this is our first time hosting a winter ball and doing these special Saturdays organized by teams. So we're really excited about it, and it's something that we hope to continue.
Okay. Now, it's also being chaperoned by you and I guess some other directors at the Phelps Helps?
Yeah, so our team at Phelps are going to be the adult chaperones on site. As well, we're partnering with Stansted College, so we're hosting it in the Pat Burns Arena, which is located next to the Stansted College grounds. So we will also have collaboration from some of their staff, so we're going to have some adults there as well. So we have lots of supervision, and the youth committee themselves are also helping to keep things running smoothly.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Really, really well organized. Now, how did the youth committee come to be? That's something new I was reading?
Yes, so we piloted last year. The idea really came from our summer camp. So in the summers, Phelps for the last 7 years has had a summer camp that we hire camp leaders who are local teens, often their first job opportunity. And what we really saw was that these young people stepped up in those roles. So when they were given the opportunity to lead and take responsibility, we saw great change for those students and their confidence in so many things. So stemming from that, we wanted to do it throughout the year. So we decided to put together a youth committee to get young leaders and give them really an opportunity to try different things. So whether it's hosting an event or helping volunteer at other events within the town, they're able to take on this leadership role and learn important skills, you know, for time management and all of those skills that we develop through often our first jobs.
Okay, that's wonderful. So important for youth to have the confidence and learn how to lead too.
Yeah, and you know, they're going to be who Phelps passes the torch to. So now that we're in our 11th year, we have former students who participated in the programs employed here. We employ four, actually, former Phelps students who are now in university or stage up. So we really want to provide an opportunity to keep this cycle going. So hopefully our youth committee are going to be, you know, the future employees running Phelps and doing all sorts of good things.
Okay, how many are on the youth committee?
We have seven mm-hmm. girls on the youth committee. They went through an application process with an interview, and so they've been devoting their time.
Okay.
And they're aged.
Mm-hmm.
They're aged 14 to 18.
Okay, that's certainly great practice for their adult life and looking for jobs and doing interviews. That's fantastic. Okay.
We're very proud of them.
You must be. You certainly put a lot into Phelps Helps. I can't believe how much it's grown in the 11 years you've existed.
Yeah, to think that we started with one single after-school tutoring program for high school students. Our first year, we had seven participants. And this past year, you know, we celebrated having over 450 young people attached to one or more of our programs.
That's amazing. And I guess you've made a big difference in the community too, like as far as people finishing high school, anything like that, any statistics that you have?
Yeah, so after 10 years here, and of course it's a concerted effort with the schools and everyone involved, just really shining a light on the importance of graduation, there was a 20% increase in our graduation rates over the last 10 years. So we're really proud to have contributed to that. And, you know, it motivates you to keep doing the important work.
No, certainly. That's a huge number, 20%, my goodness.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And obviously some come back to volunteer and to help too.
Exactly. And that's what we want to see, them coming back in. So many of our former students give their time participating at our other events that we hold, like a softball tournament in the summer, and the winter ball itself. We have former students coming who are going to help us as well.
Okay. Any other projects other than the ball coming up for this year?
Yes, we hold a number of larger community events so that we can, you know, reach out to the families and just, we think they're important to create a sense of belonging to the whole Phelps family. So a notable one will be in May, the day before, the Saturday before Mother's Day. We have a fun run that we host. So that's about 275 runners last year in a color run with stations. And we partnered with the schools. So lots of young people and adults running a 5K here in Stansted. So we look forward to that event again this year. In the summer, in July, we host a large softball tournament down in Beebe. So those are some big events. And then we have smaller ones that the youth committee, one Saturday a month, they organize something special. So those Saturdays, you know, once we get through the winter ball, we're already planning and getting ready for upcoming bowling or, you know, dependent on what it might be, basketball games, things like that.
Yeah, that's amazing. Certainly a lot of events, and also the social aspect there. I would imagine some children that are a bit shy helps to get them out of that.
Yeah, it's really important, especially since the pandemic, but even, you know, just with teens, getting them out of the house, socializing, working on those social skills, and the best way to do it is to bring them together in a fun way. So that's definitely one of the big motivators for us putting this work into community events and planning outings for young people. Plus, in Stansted, we're pretty isolated. They can be far from a lot of things. There's not always a lot happening in the rural area. So we want them to have some good, fun, healthy things to do. And it helps create, you know, community pride. People, we want our students to feel proud that there's stuff happening in their town for them.
Mm-hmm, definitely. That's wonderful. There could be a lot of lifelong friendships that emerge out of this too. So that's just, it's a win-win situation in all directions. Okay.
Yes.
Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Katie?
I think I would just add, you know, our youth committee has these positive role models within the Stansted team or within the Phelps team. And just, you know, I'm so appreciative of the flexibility of everyone that's been working at Phelps, that works at Phelps, and the support from the community. All of these things, you know, we really feel like we have the community behind us every time Phelps wants to take on a new initiative. So, I mean, that's what makes it possible.
Okay, wonderful. Now, are you looking for volunteers?
Yes, we are always looking for volunteers, especially in our tutoring programs. So Mondays through Thursdays, we have students coming after school, and those volunteers, not everyone has to be a retired teacher or, you know, somebody who has worked in a classroom. It takes all types. We just look for volunteers who want to come and connect with some young people, have conversations with them, and then maybe they can work on some of their school work as well. But yeah, we're always looking to build up our pool of volunteers. If they can come once a week or once a month or even just time, one or two times a year, it still can make a difference.
It does, yeah. It's what a worthwhile project. Now, if someone wants to get in touch with you or learn more about Phelps Helps, do you have a website and are you on Facebook?
Yes, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and you can find us at phelpshelps.ca. So on our website or through Facebook, there's a volunteer page. And if you want to learn more, I'd encourage everyone to go and check out phelpshelps.ca.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Katie. Anything else?
No, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks very much, and all the best with your events.
Thank you.
And we just heard a song from Imagine Dragons. The song is called On Top of the World. Next up, some community announcements. And now for some community events here on the Townships at 12. We have a Valentine high tea at Colby Curtis Museum coming up, and that's a great way to celebrate Valentine's Day. The tea will be on February 11th. Now you have a choice of times here. It's from 10 a.m. to 12 noon or 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. $40 per person, and allergy-friendly options are available, so that's great. You need to RSVP by February 5th. The email is info@colbycurtis.ca. Also, a delicious brunch coming up at The Hut, the ANAF Unit 318, located at 300 St. Francis Street in Lennoxville. This will happen on Sunday, January 21st from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Come and enjoy eggs, pancakes, bacon, sausages, ham, potatoes, baked beans, and much more. And also coming up at the Sunnyside Elementary School, there's a fundraiser. The Sunnyside Parents Participation Organization, they are currently accepting donations for their upcoming annual bingo. The items will be used as prizes for the bingo winners. Items can be dropped off at Sunnyside Elementary School, 441 Dufferin Street in Stanstead, or you can contact the PPO at sunnysideppo@gmail.com to arrange a pickup. The bingo will be held in the Sunnyside Gymnasium on Saturday, February 17th. Doors are open at 12 noon and games will start at 1 p.m. A concession stand will be available on-site with refreshments available for purchase. And the Hugs campaign still going on, the Mental Health History, invites everyone to keep a person experiencing homelessness warm this winter. It goes on until March. The Hugs campaign accepts donations of new hats, underwear, gloves, socks, scarves, and other warm articles of clothing. And the greatest need for warm, comfortable, larger, neutral items of clothing, particularly for men. Toiletries are also welcome, for instance, toothbrushes, hairbrushes, deodorant, anything like that. Items can be dropped off directly at their offices and the beige bins next to door number 2 at 3355 College Street in Lennoxville. Or you can simply write a check and let them do the shopping for you. And please write Hugs in the memo line. You can also call to schedule an in-person drop-off of items or checks. Please make checks payable to Mental Health History and, as I said, indicate Hugs on the memo line. And they would like to thank everybody. For more information, 819-565-3777 or email projects@mentalhealthhistory.com. And if you belong to a community organization, a nonprofit organization, and you have an event coming up, please send us an email describing the event in as few words as possible, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. And also, if you belong to a community organization, you'd like to have an interview, please contact me at these same email addresses. And we'll close out part one of the show today with a song from Katy Perry, Fireworks. We'll take a break, hear a word from a few of our sponsors and the news with Derek Bullard, and I'll be back with the second part of the show today. I'll have the interview with Hakeem, local music artist, and also some health news and lots of music, so please stay tuned.
A plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light.